This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Thousands have gathered in Washington, D.C. today to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. This comes after the Trump administration's decision to resume its construction back in January. The rally was spearheaded by Native American tribes who say their struggle is now more than just about the pipeline threatening their existence. They say it paints a broader picture of disrespect for the rights of the indigenous people in North America.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
My name is Frank Sanchez. I am a Ihangtua Nakota person. And my Nakota name is Wambri Maza, which means Iron Eagle. I am a chief of my Teoshpai, which is the white shirt Teoshpai. And we are members of the Ihangtua Nakota fire. And so we came to D.C. to participate in the No DAPL and XL pipeline protest, so that we wanted to bring awareness to a global awareness of how the environment is getting so damaged, and so in doing all this damage to our environment, we actually are committing a global suicide. And so we're worried about our next seventh generation, so we are standing so that they have an opportunity to have clean air, clean water, clean environment, healthy food, and a chance for life. I'm also a treaty delegate for my nation, in which we signed 10 treaties with the United States, and we upheld our treaties. We upheld, and we still do uphold those treaties, but the United States did not do their part. They violated these treaties. And it's all about a land grab. And we've been faced with this land grab since migration from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's not that we don't appreciate or understand our human brothers and sisters that come across the sea, and their desire to have life, their desire to have freedom, their desire to prosper and take care of themselves. But in the wake of it all, it seems like they have utilized their technology and their thirst for energy and power. It really left the country in a terrible polluted state. And so we're now at this time in the world is we are coming to a point of no return, and where the Mother Earth won't be able to heal if we continue on this path. So that is mainly why we're standing up, to warn the people, warn humanity that it is time to wake up and look around and see what damage is that mankind has done to the environment, and start looking at how we can change that on a global, you know, a global view of what is going on in other countries with this fossil fuel development everywhere. And they are using a lot of things nowadays, sonar that is affecting the sea life. They're using chemtrails to control the weather, climate control. They're using these things, and then they're making it sound like it's nature's doing it. It's not true. Man is doing it. And so yeah, we're just trying to protect the earth, protect the water and the air, and so that we can all survive, so that we can all live in harmony with nature, the ecosystem. And so a lot of species have been, you know, genocided. We don't see some birds anymore. We don't see some animals anymore. And even mankind, different places in the world, different tribes and groups of people have totally vanished. So we too are concerned about how mankind is choosing to walk on a, we call a dark road or negative road. And it's all about power and greed, and it's not all humans, it's just the top few that are trying to control and dominate. And so we're standing up for our rights, and we're standing up for the rights of the environment. Those that cannot speak, that's what a true warrior does. He helps those that cannot help themselves. And so that's what we're here for. That's why we're here. And we have to make these politicians accountable. We have to make the president and the administration accountable for their actions. And but the only way we can do this is by educating each other and coming together as one voice and asking for transparency and accountability for all of us to understand why it is they're doing what they're doing.
I think a lot of people are confused. What happened? Has it just been happening this whole time and we were blind, or it's gotten ramped up recently, or what do you think?
It's been happening all along, and the way to keep the people in ignorance and confused is to give them politics and keep them fighting amongst themselves while they take advantage of us. And they pit race against race, man against woman, elderly against the young, and the young against the old. And they divide and conquer. And it's a way to control. And so basically we've all been in this society, and we're all being controlled in some form. And so, again, you know, as human beings, we need to be sovereign. We need to be responsible for ourselves. And we need to be responsible for the environment and our relatives, those plant life, the animal life, the bird life, fish life, all those lives that we need to be responsible for, so that they in turn will give us food, substance to survive. But if we destroy that, that's why I say it's a global suicide. And we need to make people aware globally that this is what's happening. And it is happening globally. And I see all the terrible things happening around the world. And I wonder when Mr. Trump said, let's make America great again. Well, the only way that I see that they can make America great again is to help all those poor people that are in the desolate areas that don't have food, don't have water, and don't have a future. And cease the wars. War is not going to change things for the better. War will only change things for the worse. So we need a new way of being. And this way of war is too old. And so we need a new way to walk, a new way to be. And that's, I believe, is with love in our hearts, with harmony, and respect for all things.
How do you think someone who doesn't know how to begin, because the problems seem so great, right? So there's problems on every scale, from the wars to race relations to the government to the environment. It's like everywhere you look, everything seems to be crumbling. And I wonder how you as an individual, as a sovereign person, can simple steps maybe that people who would listen to this could do in their time, as you know, how can we help your cause in terms of, like, what are ways we can either donate time or money or places in which we can research to learn about what's happening? I know it's a big question. It's a big one.
Yeah. Basically, it's educating yourself, talking with one another, and doing your own research, and visit those places on the reservation. Go and see what is happening for your own, you know, your own self. And that way you don't have to believe what other people are saying. You can go see for yourself. And our reservations are open to everybody. And to visit, come and live and stay for a while and learn who we are. You know, this doctrine of discovery, they call it papal bull, that the Pope put out in 1493, the year after they discovered America. They went back and they approached the Vatican, and they had the Pope write this papal bull, and it's called the Doctrine of Discovery, and in which if a person wasn't a Christian, then they had absolute right to rape them, kill them, take all their resources, and basically annihilate them. And this was what they thought was right. They thought they were right because it came out of the church. But it's not right. And we don't have the right to take life. Man does not have the right to take life, another life. the only being that has the right to do this is the Creator and the Wakias, which is the thunders and the lightning and the storms. They have the right to do that. They bring life, and they have the right to take it back. So again, as a warning, we are closely tied to those beings. And so they are watching how we get treated. They are watching how society has been disrespecting us, disrespecting our land, disrespecting our creation, this creation. And so we have been holding those things back. We have been praying for all the people of the world, and hoping that they would advance to a different state of being, and learn to walk in harmony with all things and have respect for all things. And we're still waiting, and we're still praying, and we're still holding those things back. And it's with our compassion for life, our compassion for all things, we're trying to, basically, we are trying to save humanity. But again, our areas in which we live are being polluted. Our land grabs are still taking place today. So it's harder for us to protect and hold those things back. And we are becoming lesser and lesser. Pretty soon we are going to be extinct. And if we become extinct, then we lose all that contact to the spirit, to all our knowledge and wisdom and understanding of creation. We'll lose it. And again, global suicide.
What is happening? Can you just give a very brief explanation of someone who wouldn't know and has just been reading the headlines? Like, what is going on over there?
Well, it all started back in 1976 with the James Watt Republican Assistant Secretary that opened up the National Forest, the Alaskan Slope, and BLM lands for exploration of oil, gas, coal. It all started back then, and it's just a continuation of that policy that came out of the Department of Interior that opened all this up for mining for the big oil corporations and the big energy corporations and the multinational banks. And so this has been happening since 1975, 76.
So basically you guys have land that was given to you after your land was stolen, basically, before, and you were supposed to have sovereignty over the land, but it was opened up by the government to do what they felt was necessary, regardless of your interests. Did you have a seat at the table for the conversations at all?
No, we haven't. We're still in court battles for our territory, and it's the Black Hills of South Dakota. It's the Fort Laramie lands, which is about 80 million acres. And we're still in court, and we're still, the United States offered us $1 billion for all of that land, all those resources, and all the Sioux people, or the Great Plains, they've all said, no, we don't want your money, we want our land. And so it's been going on for 160 years that this struggle has been going on for us. And the United States claims plenary power over all Indians. And basically that means we're wards of the state or wards of the government. And in that process, they claim they can do anything they want to us, and take our resources, utilize our resources any way they want. And that is a part of that doctrine of discovery. and it's still active today. After 100, since 1493, it's still active. They still believe that it's okay to destroy another race, another people. They still believe it. And even to this, in this day and time, and it is beyond me. And, you know, I thought humans would advance. I thought they would advance and be more considerate and kind and generous to one another. But it's not happening.
Has it sort of devastated your community completely?
Completely.
What does it look like on your reservation right now?
They're all non-Indian farmers. They last couple years, the non-Indian farmers, it's a farming community, and they have made $13 million a year where the tribe only makes one.
And you've had experiences where you've believed that the consciousness in some regard is shifting towards a better life, or no? Where are we at sort of with your mental state around this?
We are in fear. We are in fear of not being able to hold these spiritual powers together. And once we cannot do that through our song ceremony and our way of being, then those things are gonna operate on their own. And I believe that destruction is gonna come. It's a rebirth is gonna come. And we've been trying to hold that off for the last 40 years. And now we're getting fewer and fewer. All our medicine men are died. A lot of our old medicine men are dead. The young people are trying to be like everybody else, hip hop in modern times. And so there's very few of us left that can still communicate with creation in that manner. And we're getting afraid that we can't hold it together for this nation or the world. And it's but as far as myself, I always have hope. I never give up. I always have hope that our young generation of all walks of life will start to pay attention, start to look around and see what is happening and educate themselves and try to figure out a new way of being, a new way of living.
I just want to thank you so much for the most beautiful day I've had, and I really deeply needed you. You have no idea how much I needed you. You came out of the heavens. I cannot thank you enough.
Well, thank you for coming and participating.
My pleasure.
And I hope this reaches a lot of people.
I hope it does too. Is there anywhere to help, send, look, learn, website?
Maybe Lakota Law Project, and they can look it up. It's online.
Okay.
And maybe if they donate there, because we are going to start a legal suit against the Department of Interior and for not honoring the treaties, not upholding their fiduciary responsibility, for not honoring the Constitution. And so we are working on that case, and we are going to be presenting here in the near future. And so Chase Iron Eyes is probably the best guy to get a hold of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chase Iron Eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Frank. Okay. I can't even.
My hands broke.
I know. My like frozen shut. My toes are purple.
As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine. as the grass shall grow.
Thank you to Frank Sanchez for coming into my life and sharing your story with me. I will be spending a lot of time with him and his Medicine Men friends this month, trying to help them get as many eyeballs as possible to their cause. I would like to suggest, if you want, to donate money to anything to do with Native American and Indigenous cultures funds, including but not limited to the nativepartnerships.org or the standingrock.org website, where you can learn more about the facts about what's really happening there and donate money and supplies. As always, you can follow me on my Twitter at Genuinely False, on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale. All of my podcasts and my videos are on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. If it wouldn't kill you, I wouldn't hate it if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review on my iTunes page. It helps my tiny little podcast crawl up the rankings. Dust off your snow boots, get out your hot cocoa, grab someone you love, and hunker down. Snow wipes the world clean, if not just for a moment. Sometimes it can be really nice to sit quietly and look at the white blanketing the earth. As for me, I'm going to spend it with my mom and my two dogs in front of the fireplace, trying to appreciate all that I have and trying to let go of all that I've lost. I send you as much love as possible across the airwaves and hope wherever you are, you're able to turn off the news, turn off your phone, hold someone tight, and remember what all this fight is for. It's for us. It's for the future. Stay warm, kids.
As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall